Mass Part 1, three parts to this closing part of the meditation. But Jesus will come not only when our bodies die, as you remember, Martha told Jesus he was 4 days late. Remember? I have to repeat what Martha said. Master, I like the old English. By now, my brother stinketh. How I like to speak to an audience of religious women with no cosmetics. Using cosmetics is part of your faith. I know women, as I've said so many times, 15 years, they're the only with women. Oh, how attractive women want to be. Sisters, you will be very, very attractive. Now the last day, which is, in the language of the church, the first day. In fact, not just the first day, but the newest day. When we enter, please God, not just as we hope heaven, there may be a purgatory. Sisters, I was so happy to see down below, don't you have a prayer for those in purgatory? Keep praying for the poor souls, including your poor sisters, missionaries of charity. Okay? Keep praying for them. We know what will take place. And as never forget, there are two very different parts to Christ's final judgment of the last day of the world. Jesus will come in his majesty, escorted by his angels. And every human being except what one human being cannot have to rise from the dead. Mary. We don't usually speak of Christ as a human being. We have, of course, a human nature. On that last day of the universe in which we live, and the first day period of the new world, the whole human race will be divided into two parts. Those on the right and those on the left. Those on the right, and for your missionaries of charity, this is your very charism. I was hungry, you gave me to eat. Thirsty, you gave me to drink. Naked, you clothed me. Sick and in prison, you visited me. And as by now, you've memorized. Those on the right will ask the Savior Where did we see you hungry or thirsty or naked? And then Jesus will say, whatever you did to the least of these, my brother, you did to me. But sisters, don't you dare forget there are two parts to the final judgment. Those on the left, be told, depart from me. I was hungry, you did not give me to eat. Thirsty, you did not give me to drink. They too will ask, where did we see you in need and not serve your needs? And then, whatever you did not do to the least of these, my brethren, you did not do to me. Then one last verse, in one sense, practically speaking, the most important sentence in the New Testament. And then, says Jesus, those who are saved will enter into everlasting life, and the others will go into everlasting punishment. Let's be sure there are two forms of eternal life. And our only hope should be, and the price, I repeat, that no one deceive us, the price of reaching heaven is high. And then, as we trust, we will be on the right side of Jesus. By that time, in our risen bodies, and then, as our faith helps us, we'll begin a new heaven and a new earth. What does that mean? Basically, may I ask, sisters, on the last day of the world, will the mountains and seas, the trees, the flowers, the lakes, the beauty of the visible world, will that all be destroyed? No. After all, sisters, how would you answer this question? When, as we hope, we shall rise in glorified bodies, Will we have a pair of eyes, will we? Will those eyes be able to see? Then they better see something. And the same with the ears, and the touch, and the taste. And St. John, in the Apocalypse, how he talks, remember, about the songs, the hymns, sung in heaven. What good would a pair of glorified ears be if we couldn't hear with them? Somebody must be saying something.